Are you exhausted, worn out, spinning your wheels, going in every direction, restless, anxious, tired, not getting things done? Then this class on grounded stillness is for you. Hi, I'm Melissa of Yoga with Melissa. This is real yoga for real people. Yoga you can do so you can feel better, move better, and connect with your true nature. I put out a new 1 hour yoga class every single Friday, so if you're new here, be sure to subscribe and turn on notifications so you don't miss a single class. And you can check out our show notes below for extra links. If you liked today's video, be sure to give it a thumbs up and let me know in the comments what you liked about it. Today, I'm going to help you if you're feeling worn out and exhausted, anxious, stressed, and tired. But really, in these classes with the Yoga with Melissa, we're just scratching the surface. If you want to go way more in depth and take your yoga more seriously, then I'm going to tell you at the end how you can do that. So make sure you watch all the way to the end. I have a testimonial for you today from Jenny from Facebook. Jenny says, one of my favorite things about your teaching is that it is holistic. You explain how the poses and practices benefit us, not just muscularly, but internally, our organs and our tissues, emotionally and spiritually. And the practices are also done for preventative measures. I greatly appreciate that. So thank you so much, Jenny, for leaving that message on Facebook. And thank you to all of you who take the time to leave your comments on Facebook and YouTube, Instagram, my website, iTunes, and as always, our most in-depth conversations happen in our membership community. Thanks to Squeeze Yoga Clothing for my clothes. Today I am wearing a blue bamboo cap sleeve top and long red leggings. Thanks to Dusky Leaf for our props. Today you are going to need some blocks and a strap and maybe a meditation cushion or a folded blanket and a bolster. Let's begin our practice today with the peace mantra. So you can bring your hands together in prayer position at your heart. Sit with a long spine. Draw your ears back over your shoulders. Make space with breath and a sigh. Om Sahana Vavatu. Sahano Bhunaktu. Sahaviryam karvavahai tejasvina vaditamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. So that mantra means, protect us together, student and teacher. May our studies nourish us together. May we practice together in the union for the good of all. May our learning be luminous and purposeful. May we live in harmony. Peace, peace, peace be unto all. So let's lie back for our guided relaxation to transition us from that kind of multitasking busyness of our day-to-day life to bring us into that singular focus of our yoga practice. If you have any low back issues, you're going to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. You can lie with your palms turned up beside you, or you can place your hands on your low belly, whatever feels best for you today. And when you lie here, feel the support of the earth underneath you. Feel gravity welcoming you into the earth. Allow your body to surrender and let go. And as you do this, feel the tension leaving your body. Feel the parts of the back of your body that are connecting with the ground. Your feet, maybe the backs of your legs, your pelvis, your mid-back, your rib cage, your elbows, your arms, your shoulders, and the back of your head. And allow the back of your body to sink more deeply into the ground. Each time you breathe out, feel yourself supported by the earth underneath you. Out of deep stillness, movement is created. Deep stillness is the base for movement practice. And reflect on your life. Are you feeling exhausted, worn out, spinning your wheels, going in every direction, multitasking without getting results? Anxious, restless, tense, nervous, fearful, agitated, sleepless, or even a bundle of nerves? What do you want to receive from your yoga practice today? Our practice from today is moving at the speed of your body class. How could you invite grounded stillness into your practice? What is it that you are trying to create, sustain, release, or rebirth in your life, and how can your yoga practice help you to do that? And then once you've formed your intention, we're going to come into bridge pose, yes, first. And that's why I wanted you to have your blocks for the class. So you just need one block. Take your block and put it between your knees. We're gonna start feeling our foundations right from the beginning with bridge pose, feeling your feet on the ground and building strength in our legs. Placing your hands down by the side of your body, sink into your feet until your pelvis starts to lift off the ground. Keep sinking into your feet. With the block between your legs for good alignment, keep sinking into your feet. And we'll breathe here. Feeling the solidity of your legs underneath you. Building strength in your legs and your buttocks. So in our lives and even on our yoga journeys and spiritual journeys, there will be many distractions. And when we allow ourselves to be interrupted and preoccupied by what is happening in a careless and impulsive way, we can become ungrounded, anxious, and tense. And we can even start to feel nervous, fearful, and it can affect our sleep too, so we can have trouble sleeping as well. When we do yoga practices like this, we start to feel the ground again instead of being so scattered. So you're going to slowly roll down through your spine. And when we establish a firm ground through our feet and our legs, then we can have fluid movement. So let's practice some fluid movement now. Curl your tailbone under. Roll up through your spine, bone by bone by bone. So you're going to roll up through your spine. Lift up through all the vertebrae of your spine until you're up on your shoulders. And then curl down through your spine. Drop through your breastbone and roll down through your spine, bone by bone by bone. So you're going to roll up through your spine. You're articulating through each vertebra of your spine, up and down through your spine. So you're feeling the fluidity of the movement that comes from having a solid base. So out of groundedness, out of stillness, comes this ease of movement through your spine. Breathe in at the top. Breathe out, roll down through your spine. Nice massage for your back. When I first started practicing this, my spine would move in clumps. It wouldn't articulate individually. And the more I did this, the more I could feel my spine articulate in smaller portions. So be patient with this, and you'll start to build neural pathways so that your body responds. And it's really beautiful when that starts to happen. Okay, and then you can release the block from between your legs and draw your knees into your chest. Hold on behind your knees if you have any knee issues so that you're going easy on your knee joints. Lengthening out through your low back here. And then let's create some fluidity and movement in your shoulder girdle here and your neck. Maybe just your shoulders, actually, on account of time. Let's just roll your shoulders to one side and then the other. So you've got that solid foundation in your base. And then we're going to create this movement through your shoulder girdle now. Just rolling your shoulders from side to side. And then take them in a circle. Breathe. And go the other way. And then you can release that. And we're going to come over onto all fours. So roll to your side and come up onto all fours. Okay, so we've gathered some strength in our legs, and now we're going to gather some strength and groundedness in our core. So we're going to come Let's come onto plank pose on our forearms just to protect your wrist, and then I don't have to give a modification for that. So you can come down onto your belly, and you're going to roll your shoulders back and down away from your ears. And then you're going to pull your hip bones back, and you can stay here. This is a nice modified version of plank, especially if you have any toe issues or feet issues. You can curl your toes under, and you can lift your knees as well, come up into a full length plank. When we're strongly grounded and feeling our roots and connected to our stillness, there is the inherent possibility for a lightness of being. We can move easily and freely, tenderly and softly through our world because of our basis of support, our rooting and grounding practices. So this is a very grounding pose. Bend your knees. You're going to draw your knees up underneath you and sit back onto your heels. Lengthen out through your low back. If this bothers your knees and your ankles, you can always lie on your back and hug your knees into your chest instead. And if plank bothers your low back, you can lie on your back and do an ab curl instead. Okay, let's do another plank. Let's do it. You can go back to that variation on your forearms, or you can do it we'll do it with your arms straight this time. Could be another option. So I'll give you two variations here as well. I wasn't really planning to do so many variations, but it's nice to give lots of options. You're gonna curl your toes under and lift your knees. This is a modification of plank pose with your arms straight. Or you can take one leg to the back of your mat and then the other leg to the back of the mat so that your body's straight in a straight line. Your ears are back over your shoulders. So the Taoists like to use the example of a tree. They talk about how the blossoms and the leaves of herbs and trees are light but perishable. However, the roots and herbs of the herbs and the trees are heavy and lasting. And the root structure can be as big as a tree or even bigger than the tree itself, bigger than the branches and leaves or flowers or the fruit. And that's the solid root structure that allows the trees to be strong and resilient. And that's the structure that we want to create. Okay, let's come down. So we're creating that solidity in our practice today so we can have ease in our body. And when we're feeling scattered, you know, we need to draw back into our core, back into our roots.
And scattered and tense and anxious, it helps to come back into our roots and back into our core.
So let's take a little break from the core. We'll come back to it in a second. We'll come to our roots right now. And we'll do a little bit of the foot series. So you're going to curl your toes forward and back to begin. And then you're going to move your whole foot forward and your whole foot back. And then circle your whole foot. And circle your whole foot in the other direction. Okay, so we're going to take your left foot up and cross it over your right thigh now. And then you'll take your opposite hand and you'll circle your ankle there. And then circle it the opposite direction. And then put your fingers between your toes. This time of year, when we wear socks so much and shoes, this is a very necessary series. Okay, you're going to bend your toes forward and back, and side to side, and circle. And then just massage down the length of each toe, spread out your foot. And just massage your whole foot. And then lengthen that foot out and we'll cross over your other foot. So same thing, circle your foot. Circle it the other direction. And then your fingers between your toes. So when our roots are strong, we can practice stillness. Move your toes forward and back. We're able to move easily through our life and our many responsibilities with lightness and ease. Side to side. We can experience tranquility and serenity amidst the storms of our lives. And then massage down each toe and massage the back of your foot. Okay, and then feel your feet. That should feel good. And we're going to come back to bringing the energy back to your core again. So you're going to come back to the plank position. And you're going to bring your hands underneath your shoulders again. If this bothers your wrists, you could come up onto fists for this. Or even if you had some dumbbells, some weights, you could put your hands on those instead. Or you could roll up your mat as well. Let's see. You could do this. Some people have some wedges. I need to get one of those wedges to show you. They're quite useful. Where your heels of your hands can go up. Basically, we're creating our own wedge here. You don't really need to spend money on a wedge. But if you wanted to, you could. Might be helpful. The heels of your hand go on. Your fingertips go off. And then you're going to bring your knees back. So you're in that plank position again. And we're going to do some chaturangas here, okay? So some low planks. You're going to inhale, take your elbows straight back. And then you're going to exhale and push up. So when we have something solid to push off from, we have the momentum for movement. Inhale, lower down. Exhale, press up. So you can try, if this is too hard doing it on the floor, then start by doing it against the wall. You need to build your upper body strength. Start somewhere, start against the wall. Two more. One more. And sit back on your heels. So some of the members and I have been doing the strength series in the membership community. It feels good to draw that strength in. Yoga is about more than just flexibility. And in our class today, we're looking at how that strength brings stillness, bringing the strength into your legs and your core helps to create the stillness. And then there's the ease of movement too. Okay, let's do that again. So you're gonna inhale down. And you can either keep this for your down dog, or you could lengthen it out. And then we're going to come into downward facing dog. So spread your fingers nice and wide. Again, if this is too much for your upper body, you can always do your down dog against the wall. You can spread your fingers wide and reach your hips up towards the ceiling. And we're going to do some three-prong downward facing dog here. So you're going to do some legs up as well. Okay, so you're going to take your right leg up and do some opening of your right hip. And then once your right hip's open, you're going to bend your right knee. And then you can come back to the center. And you can do this on the other side. So you can take your left leg up, open up your left hip, and then bend your left knee. And then come back to the center, and you're going to walk your feet into your hands and make your way up to standing. Okay, I just wanted to show those variations against the wall in case you needed them. So the chaturanga against the wall, just your hands against the wall, and then your elbows in and up. So you can work on building strength like this here. And then down dog against the wall, like this. And then you could still do the legs up, open, and bent. Okay. All right. So we're going to do some standing postures now. You're going to start with Tadasana, very grounding. Lift and spread your toes. Your feet are underneath your hip bones. The inner edges of your feet are parallel. Lower your toes all back down. Feel the four corners of your feet behind your big toe ball joint, behind your baby toe ball joint, the front and back of your heel. Lengthen your legs long out of your pelvis. Then you'll feel your spine just floating up. Just floating up. So Lao Tzu, the author of the Tao Te Ching and the founder of Taoism, says that heavy is the foundation of light. And you can feel that in Tadasana, the way we set it up. You lengthen your legs down. Your legs are heavy. Those are your root system. And that's the foundation for the lightness and movement of your spine and then your breath as well. When we have a solid foundation, we can spread our wings and fly. So you can even, we're going to do the Garuda Mudra later, but you could even do the Garuda Mudra right here. Just close your eyes. Feel the solidity of your legs and feet. And then feel that lightness of your spine and your breath here. Moving at the speed of our bodies here. And then you'll shift onto your left foot, turn your right toes out. You can keep your toes on the ground or bring them to below your foot or above your foot, below your foot. You're not going to be able to do that. Below your knee or above your knee. And then let's go back to using that Garuda Mudra for the nice wings here. And I bet that looks really quite pretty. I wore Anne-Marie's shirt with the phoenix here. Anne-Marie is one of a fellow teacher, and she designed the squeeze top. I chose it for the wings today, the lightness of the wings. Yeah, and she's a community member as well, fellow teacher. Artist, obviously. Quite an accomplished artist, has won many competitions and had many shows. Okay, so we're doing the Garuda Mudra here. So when we do feel frightened, tense, and anxious, we can return to stillness and these kind of grounding postures and practices to receive nourishment and vitality. And then let's do this on the other side. So now you'll stand on your right foot. Turn your left toes out, either above or below your knee. Easier to balance the closer you are to the ground, so you can make that determination of how you're feeling today. And then we'll go back to that Garuda Mudra for the lightness of being. Lengthen your legs down. Feel the lightness of your spine. Let your upper body be loose and light. Okay, and then release that from your body. And I wanted to try something a little different today. And I'm just going to apologize to our neighbors below us right now, because this is going to make a little bit of noise. Same with the chaturangas where we were pushing off. I thought we could push off with chair pose. So this is going to create some impact in your body. It's really good for your bones. It's good if you have, I was going to say osteoporosis, but actually it's good if you have bones, you need to be building bone density, right? So anything like this where you create impact helps to build bone density. So what we're going to do is we're going to come down into chair pose, and then we're going to push off, and we're going to come down into chair pose. So it's going to make a little bit of noise. And is it shaking the camera as well? You've got it? Yeah, so... You know what? Impact has impact. We're creating ripples here today. Okay, so how many of these do you think we can do? You tell me.
100.
Not 100. Tim says 100. So let's be glad that Tim's not in charge. Okay, ready? Maybe 10? Okay. So we're going to squat down. They're probably going to wonder what's going on downstairs, because we don't ever do exercise like that up here. If we filmed it outside, nobody would even have noticed. Okay, so that was, you know, having something solid to push off. Good for your heart, too. We will be outside soon. Okay, and then let's do some eagle pose as well. So back to standing on your left leg. We could jump an eagle pose. No, you couldn't jump. No, that would be really dangerous for your joints. Okay, let's stand on your left leg again. Bend your left leg. Actually, option is to have your feet together and come into the squat again. Or stand on your left leg, bend your left leg, cross your right leg over, toes on the ground. or hook your foot. Bring your left arm up. Hook your right arm on. Option to bring the elbows together, or hook your right arm underneath, backs of the hands together, or palms together. So lots of options for this pose. And then you can release that from your body. We'll do it on the other side, remembering all the options. Feet together, or standing on your right leg, knee bent, cross the left leg over, toes on the ground, or foot on the outside, foot hooked, left arm up, elbows together, hook the right arm under, backs of the palms together, or palms together. We've been filming these Instagram specific videos, and this one, I have to get all those options in a minute. Yeah. I think I just got it in. Yeah, make sure you follow me on Instagram. It's at Dr. Melissa West. And then you can see the video, yeah. I've got 5 videos, one on how to do Eagle modifications, variations, contraindications, and benefits. 5 videos, 5 1-minute videos. Where do you want to film it? Where's that? You've probably got some B-roll of eagles. Okay, release that from your body. So when we have a solid foundation, we can really easily spread our wings and fly. Okay, let's come back down, and we're gonna come and continue to draw our energy into that strong core. Remembering our core of the tree creates that strong foundation. Okay, so you're going to come onto all fours, and we're going to focus again on that tree trunk and the core, that the trunks, especially here in BC, the Douglas firs, they can be so big and strong, and that's what creates that solid foundation, the core. So we're going to do some dolphin pose. Oh, and I had a really great idea for this yesterday. You're going to use your blocks. And you're going to put one between your wrists and one between your elbows, and you're going to hug that in, and that's how you're going to keep the equal distance between your elbows and your wrists, because the whole idea here is that those stay parallel. And you can see how you're in this pose, your elbows want to splay out. And then you're going to tuck your toes under, inhale, exhale, and come into dolphin. So feel how you've lost the grip on your block there. Actually, you can just rest your head there too. Okay, we're going to try something else now, because I don't really like how that block is there. So you're going to take your strap. And you're going to make your strap, yeah, that works, about the width of your blocks. And use that, and then inhale here, exhale, come back into that downward facing dog on your forearms. It's So this pose helps to build strength in your upper body. And again, if it's too much here, you can come up and do it against the wall. Okay, great. Then you can put those off to the side. And then you're gonna lie on your belly. And roll your pelvis from side to side, loosen up your low back. Bring your hands down by the side of your body. Inhale here. Exhale, lengthen long through your right leg until it reaches off the ground. And then slowly lower down. Inhale. Exhale, lengthen long through your left leg until it reaches off the ground. When we are strongly grounded, feeling our roots and connected to our stillness, there's an inherent possibility for lightness of being. And slowly lower down, wiggle your hips from side to side again. Roll your shoulders back and up. Draw your navel up, draw your pelvic floor up. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale, lift your chest up off the ground. We can move easily and freely, tenderly and softly through our world because our basis of support, our rooting and our grounding is available to us so that we can move easily and freely, tenderly and softly. And then slowly lower down. Take your arms out into an X and your legs. So your whole body is an X now. Arms and legs. Then lengthen your right leg off the ground and then cross it over your body. Do you like that, Tim? I'm asking because I bet you it's like a really wide angle, and that was somewhat frustrating for you. Yep. Hello. Okay. And then you can come back to the center. Really nice twist and release for your spine. One of my favorites. Used to be even more favorite before my left shoulder got so messed up. And then let's do this on the other side. So you're gonna lengthen long through your left leg. Reach it off the ground, cross it over your body. And then come back to the center. Okay. Push up onto all fours. Draw your knees up underneath you. And since I did ask you to have a bolster, and you probably will want to use it for Shavasana, you can use it for this pose as well. Open your knees wide and fold forward into child's pose. You probably wondered when the stillness was coming. So when our roots are strong, when we practice stillness, we are able to move easily through our life and our many responsibilities with lightness and ease. We can experience tranquility and serenity amidst the storms of our lives. And it's by grounding down into the earth that we receive nourishment and preservation. And when we feel frightened or tense and anxious, we can return to stillness and these grounding practices like we've done today to receive nourishment and vitality. Then you're going to roll up and take your bolster, turn it sideways on your mat, and you can place the bolster underneath your knees. And lie down on your back for Shavasana. And just notice if you feel more grounded and still here after these practices. You're going to stay lying here. I'm going to sit up and read you a poem. I know this happiness is provisional, the looming presences, great suffering, great fear, withdraw only into peripheral vision. But the ineluctable, this shimmering of wind in the blue leaves, this flood of stillness, widening the lake of sky, this need to dance, this need to kneel, this mystery. Reflect back on your experience of this class. What's one small thing you're going to take with you off your mat and into your life? And then wiggle your fingers and your toes. Bend your knees, roll to the right side, and slowly make your way up to seated. We're going to sit with the Garuda Mudra now. So you're going to hook your thumbs. Your palms will face in. You can either bring them to the level of your heart or down to the level of your belly. And close your eyes. We'll sit for 3 minutes. This is a powerful mudra that activates good flow and circulation. It invigorates your organs and balances the energy on both sides of your body. It relaxes and relieves pain related to menstrual complaints, stomach upset, and respiratory difficulties. So if you've got it down by your belly, it's menstrual complaints and stomach upset, up by your chest, respiratory difficulties. It helps to deal with exhaustion and mood fluctuations. And you should use caution with this mudra if you have high blood pressure. Take this mudra now, bring your left palm up, your right palm down, making space with breath and a sigh for our closing out mudra series to draw the fruits of your practice first into yourself and then offer them out into the world. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if you are still feeling grounded, light, and tranquil, let me know by pressing the thumbs up button. And if you want somebody else to also feel grounded, light, and tranquil, then please share this video with them. And I want to thank Hannah, Donna, Leah, Eva, another Donna, Hillary, and Rowena for your donations. We really appreciate you practicing yoga with Melissa, with us. We love that you are inspired enough to make a donation and that you are receiving value from the classes. Donations like yours go a long way in supporting Tim and I, along with the membership fees. They pay Tim and I a salary so that we can do what we do and make videos. And this is a full-time job for both of us. It takes us all day, every day, sometimes through the night to be able to do what we do. So thank you for supporting us in doing this. You can make a monetary donation below. And if you would like to give of your time, then you can leave a comment below and let me know what yoga pose felt the most grounding for you today, the most grounding and centering. And at the beginning of the yoga class, I told you I was going to help you if you're feeling exhausted, worn out, spinning your wheels, going in every direction, multitasking without getting results, you're feeling anxious, restless, tense, nervous, agitated, sleepless, or a bundle of nerves. Because when I teach these Yoga with Melissa classes, I'm just giving you the surface level here. We go much deeper in our membership community. I support you, our leaders support you, our fellow members support you. And I told you I'd let you know more about that at the end of the video. So we have several resources within our membership community for grounding more, for anxiety, for insomnia. But I think the best thing that I'll tell you about today are our Monday live classes. I lead a guided Shavasana every Monday. But before that, I also give a short teaching talk. We have discussions each week about the practice, and the people in those classes are going really deep in their practice, and they get a lot of feedback on their practice each week. They help you to release tension from your body. They help you to become more grounded. They help you to become more connected to yourself and more connected to the earth. And our members love coming to these live classes every Monday at 9:30 a.m. Pacific and also at 5:30 p.m. Pacific. And we can all see each other. We all have our videos on. So it's very interactive. And we can all hear each other. It's like being in the same room with each other. So people ask me all the time, can I come to a class with you? Well, yeah, absolutely. That's how you do it. So click on here below to become a member. I love to support you in deepening your practice. If you like these classes, then there's so much more. Let me tell you, there's so much more. We'd love to join you, to have you and welcome you into our community. So I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our ocean. May you be as rooted as the trees in our old growth forests. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti, Namaste. We love you, Ken. I hope you enjoy your soccer.
It's football.
Football.